I'm excited. We got a special guest on the show today, Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming. Man, this is going to be a big weekend.
It is. We're excited. Customers are excited, and the weather is going to be nice, and I'll get a bunch of people out. So.
And, of course, we're referencing the first ever Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby put on by the South Shore Fishing Association, and Wilderness has become a big part of this.
Yeah, we're stepping up. We, meaning myself and Sarah, will be there bringing a whole bunch of new products to demo, and I'll be there demoing lots of the equipment I use as far as, you know, your K-drills, some of the Vexilar products. I'm going to have two big otter displays there. I'm bringing a great big otter lodge hub shack, and I also have one of the big otter flip-overs so people can take a look at those. Just trying to show some new products and give some tips and pointers for people that are going out on the ice.
And I would assume Wilderness Sports, you guys are really stocked up for this weekend with live bait, too, for folks to come in and get stocked up.
Yeah, I've tripled my bait order for this weekend just to make sure everyone has a plentiful amount. And we're also doing a photo thing where you take a picture if you're out fishing this weekend with your kid. Kid can come in. You tag Wilderness Sports and South Shore Fishing Association on Facebook or Instagram, and then come in and get some free bait.
Awesome. That's an amazing thing. So hopefully folks will take advantage of that offer from you guys, too. So that'd be pretty cool. Let's talk a little bit about the tournament. Just give a quick run through of the categories. I mean, I know there's a team category now. That's really cool. And what time will you be out there?
So the tournament is tomorrow, February 1st, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration starts at 6:30 a.m. through 10 a.m. at the boat launch right off the highway there. Cost is $10 per adult. Children 12 and under are free. First place for the walleye category is $150. Second place is $100. Third place is $50. Adult perch category, first place $150. Second place $100. Third place $50. And the largest pike for the adult is going to be $100. And then for the children, they did some prize packages. First through third place for the walleye, first through third for the perch, and one package for the largest pike turned in by a child. And then we're going to have our own drawing there, so stop by and see us. We're going to give away a really nice fish cleaning table with the sink and everything on there, so that's open to anybody that registers. Like I said, we're going to give that away also.
Well, we got a lot of fishing reports to get into as well for around the area, but let's just get the Teal Lake ice fishing report out of the way right now. I did hear that the slush tightened up a little bit, but what are you hearing out there as far as getting around? How mobile can you be? And also, just jump right into the fishing reports too, because I heard those have been pretty good.
Yeah, so what I've seen out there this past week is it is slushy. As long as you're in somebody else's roots from a previous day or something, meaning snowmobile track or vehicle track or ATV track, the slush tightened up a lot. It's just once you get off of there, you're going to have to deal with some slush. Snowshoes, good option for tomorrow. To pank down that spot you're going to be fishing, and then once you pank it down, you should be pretty good. The fishing has picked up. A lot of people are using teardrops for the perch and chartreuse, fire tiger. You guys have been saying pink's been working pretty good. As far as the walleye go, a lot of people are still using, including myself, are still using Swedish pimples and jigging wraps. But don't be afraid to try anything, because once you attract them fish, they'll be by you for a few minutes and get some on the ice.
All right, Ryan, I appreciate the update on the fishing report and the ice conditions on Teal Lake. And we got a lot more ice fishing reports to get into if we could get you to hang around for our second outdoor report later this hour.
No problem, Adam.
Ryan from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. We'll jump back into this Marquette County Ice Fishing Report and see if you made your way around anywhere else. As a matter of fact, I bet you got some details on Munising Bay, huh?
I do.
Excellent. Munising Bay report's coming too next. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.